Well, it's been at least 20 years since I first met Jay Hitt. Maybe even a little longer than that. A venerable singer and songwriter who's played a lot of different genres, but mostly these days has been known for some great, gentle, articulate songs. And probably 15 years ago, I met his brother, Tom Hitt, who was doing some work to help support Jay and also singing with Jay on a number of songs. And I'm really thrilled that Tom is performing on his own now. He has a new CD out, and I'm so glad that he is here to share another member of the talented Hitt family. So we'll talk with Tom and get to know him a little better throughout this hour, but let's welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade, Tom Hitt.
Thank you so much, Larry. I appreciate it. I thought I'd start out with a song that a lot of people can relate to. When I play it live, a lot of wives will look at their husbands and say, "That sounds just like you," or husbands will look at wives and say, "That sounds just like you." And it's called "I Never Throw Anything Away." So maybe you might relate to this too, Larry. I don't know. Message on the radio told me today about a local opportunity heading my way. A big green truck is gonna come every week and recycle all the things that I don't wanna keep. And they'll take them all away and make them into something new, like a playground for the children or a walkway for the zoo. Try as I might, I just don't have the heart to see my precious things and myself pulled apart. If you ask me why I keep all the things that I do, I'll justify each and every item for you. I'm backed into a corner, but I'm feeling fine, 'cause all of these wonderful things are mine. So I never throw anything away. It appears I spent a lifetime keeping things that I need. I like to think I'm being frugal, hate to think that it's greed. I watch out of my window as my neighbors make piles of all their old belongings, every shape and all styles. But when I was a boy, I was cautioned about haste. There's still a lot of use in the things that people waste. If I don't know what it is, I will set it aside. When the day comes that I need it, I will use it with pride. If you ask me why I keep all the things that I do, I'll justify each and every item for you. I'm backed into a corner, but I'm feeling fine, 'cause all of these beautiful things are mine. Yeah, I never throw anything away. So when you come to visit, you can choose your own chair if you're willing to remove all the things that are there. And if it starts to wobble as you tell me about your day, I will fix it with the tools that my neighbors threw away. And when you ask me why I keep all the things that I do, I'll justify each and every item for you. I've been pushed out of my doorway, but I'm feeling fine, 'cause all of these wonderful things are mine. So I never throw anything away.
Oh, I never throw anything away. No, I never throw anything away.
That's Tom Hitt at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that's a great song. How long ago did you write that?
It's been a year and a half, 2 years, I think, since I wrote that one.
It's a good song. And your new album, relatively new, is called Scribe and Jester.
Yeah, it's brand new.
And congratulations on that. I know you've played in bands, but is this your first solo CD?
The CD itself is my second CD. I did put out another one under a pseudonym, and I did that mostly because I wasn't convinced that I wanted my name associated with it.
Are you right? Is that serious?
Sort of. Yeah, actually, yeah. I actually have a pseudonym that I go under for my weirder songs. And so I released my first record under that. I now do move it on my website as Tom Hitt, but
okay.
It's not like a deep, dark secret or anything.
So what's the pseudonym?
Well, the pseudonym is Jangle Pete.
Jangle Pete.
Jangle Pete, yeah.
I somehow remember that. Now, I was looking over your website and some notes you were kind enough to send me. I did not know you had a degree in music education.
Yeah.
And did you work conventionally as a music teacher?
I sure did, yeah. Until about a year and a half ago, I was teaching elementary school music.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Where did you teach?
I taught for General McLean School District up near Erie, Pennsylvania, and taught at McCain Elementary School for about 16 years.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
What a small small world, in that we work with a lot of music educators, and I just didn't know. Now, I'm curious a little bit about your childhood. I know you grew up in McMurray, and mm-hmm. part of this is cheating a little bit on my part, because I know your brother so well,
right.
And you both play guitar and sing beautifully. I know you played drums as well, but was there a lot of music in your family growing up?
There was once Jay got a hold, because Jay took the reins and kind of ran with it. My mom played piano, and she would sing on occasion, and my father would sing along with the Mitch Miller records at Christmas time, and we'd usually turn that up a little louder when he'd start to sing. But
you know, Mitch Miller was so ahead of his time. Because the bouncing ball was the predecessor to the cursor, you know, moving along. It's hard to believe, and I can barely remember this, but, you know, you used to follow the bouncing ball to sing, and it's kind of a predecessor to karaoke. It was group karaoke on network television, and the ball would follow the words, you know, like, roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Just in case you didn't know what syllable matched, you know, the ball would go roll out those lazy.
That's right.
But I haven't thought about Mitch Miller in a long, long time. But, you know, that could have been the cursor. He could have been the next Steve Jobs or Bill Gates, or actually the next probably Xerox Park researcher that actually came up with it.
Well, I've never heard anything like it since.
I can
tell you that.
So you stopped teaching and are now playing full time now?
I'm playing and writing songs full time. That's what I'm doing.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
What was the first one called?
Oh, it's called I Never Throw Anything Away. And it was just, I was looking around the house and thinking about trying to get organized, and I was thinking, well, you know, I need to make a pile for eBay, and I need to make a pile to throw out, and I need to make a pile for Goodwill, and I need to make a pile. And by the time I got done with all that thinking, I thought, you know, this sounds like a lot of work. I think I'll just keep everything.
And I can relate to that song, and we this will be the third year straight coming up that we've had a dumpster brought to us to take care of that which we cannot give away.
Right.
We've accumulated a lot of stuff. Tom Hitt is here with us, Hitt, and we'll talk more about him coming up. His website simply is tomhitt.com. You can learn more about where he's going to be playing and some of his recordings. We'll talk about that too, but let's go to another song. What would you like to play
sure.
next?
Well, this is actually a song that I wrote a number of years ago, probably it's like 10 or 12 years ago, and it sat. I never really did anything with it, and just a little fun song. It's called Sell My Soul to Nashville, seemed more appropriate now that I'm a full-time songwriter. So I don't know if it'll really come across. I don't know if I'll really do this or not, but... Well, it was early in the morning. There was a knock upon my door. It was the devil's son. He said, listen, Tom, I got just what you're looking for. He said, you sign right on this dotted line. I'll give you everything you need. And all you have to do is when you meet your maker is give your soul to me. Well, I don't believe your fairy tales and I don't believe your lies. But if my soul's worth half of what you say, then I'm heading for those sunny skies. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm gonna sell my soul to Nashville and move to Tennessee. Learn to play that steel guitar and act naturally. I'm gonna hang out on that music row and stay out all night long. I'm gonna sell my soul to Nashville for a song. Well, I went out with my girl last night to explain my desperate plan. She said a Yankee boy from way up north won't pass for a southern man. And I've had it with your crazy schemes, I can't take it anymore. And as she turned to go, I said, now hold on, honey, let me hold the door. 'Cause I'm gonna sell my soul to Nashville and make a brand new start. It's the only town that pays top dollar for a broken heart. I'm gonna pick and grin with them good old boys. It's where I belong. I'm gonna sell my soul to Nashville for a song. Sold to Nashville and moved to Tennessee and learned to play that steel guitar and act naturally. I'm gonna hang out on that music row, it's where I belong. I'm gonna sell my soul to Nashville for a song. Yeah, I'm gonna sell my soul to Nashville for a song. Yeah, I'm gonna sell my soul to Nashville for a song.
Tom Hitt at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a nice song. You've always had a great sense of humor. I can remember that from chatting with you years ago. Were you like that all the time, even growing up? Were you a class clown or at least a cut-up?
I was kind of a smart aleck. I don't know if I was the class clown. I was in the running, I guess.
Did you know that music education was what you wanted to do when you got out of high school?
No. Are you scared? No, goodness gracious, no. No, no. I was going to be a rock star.
Ah.
So you can see how that worked out.
Yeah, there's still time. There's
but
still time.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be a rock star anymore. But, you know, a lot of artists that we were listening to when we were growing up have actually reinvented themselves again. I know that Tommy Ramone of the Ramones is no longer a Ramone. He's now playing mandolin. He's doing folk.
Really?
Mandolin. Yes, he is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So we'll have mandolin high school instead of rock and roll high
exactly,
school.
Exactly.
Mandolin high school. Our staff, I tease them when they bring up a group like the Ramones, or I'll bring up a group like the Ramones, and I'll say, see, I know new music.
Yeah, it's weird how quickly I've become this person that I'm now, you know, this older person.
Well, you talking about music, you've and I remember this actually, again, from some earlier chats, you you have a music studio. You've produced right. A lot of recordings. It must be difficult to produce your own. Did you produce your own? You must have.
These two records that I have, I did on my own. Yeah,
but I would think that would be really challenging.
It is, because once I get finished with something, it's when you're in the middle of it, it the appearance of it is very different than when you get outside of it and can look at it. So especially the second record was a real challenge.
Do you find you have to separate yourself from the artist a little bit, almost put on a producer's hat and practically, you know, take on two personalities?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, I have found that a working style that works for me is it used to be I would cut a demo of a song and then I would go into the production of it. And now it's not uncommon for me to demo my own song three or four times before I even start really cutting the what would be the basis for the final. Mm-hmm. And that gives me some arm's distance to keep looking at it because as you mentioned, when you're on the bus, you know, and you're looking out the windows, everything, you're not thinking about the bus that you're in. You're thinking about everything that you're seeing, and that's very much what it's like when I'm producing. So
yeah, I think the more people are given the opportunity to be Renaissance people, taking your own pictures, making your own videos, creating your own art, which is all terrific. But it sometimes the lack of that collaborative aspect could cause those works to suffer a little bit, because talking about it or interacting with somebody as it actually gets created often, I won't say it necessarily makes it better, but it makes it different and opens up new kinds of ideas.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, and if I could afford to have the kind of, you know, one of the nice things about producing your own stuff, of course, is I can afford my own rates. But but outside of that, it can be a real challenge.
Tom Hitt is who you're hearing this morning. He has an album that is out now and available, and it's the second CD of his. It's called Scribe and Jester, and you can get it through tomhitt.com. I'm sure it's out at a lot of the usual places you might buy music from as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What would you like to do next?
Well, actually, I pulled up a song that I was writing when I was coming home from a folk music conference, and I had written the beginning of the chorus idea, and then it kind of sat for a little while, and I didn't really have a lot of motivation to complete the song until some very dear friends who live near us had approached me and said, we're going to be getting married in the summer and we're going to have an outdoor ceremony and we're going to plant a tree during the ceremony as, you know, as part of the ceremony, you know, symbolically. And we didn't know if you would be willing to write us like a tree song. And I said, well, you know, it just so happens that I began writing a song about the trees. So I took about 4 additional hours to piece the thing together and played it for them, and they really liked it. And it's not on it will probably be on my next CD, whatever that is at this point. But it's actually called Tops of the Trees. And I was thinking about when you see the tops of the trees swaying and how they give and take, how they live on the earth. And so that's kind of where that came from. So this is called Tops of the Trees.
In the noisy din, we must remember to bend with the wind. On a distant path of a wooded lane, there is a line to remind us again, to remember. Thank you. at the tops of the trees, share the contours of our lives as they roll with the hills where they thrive. It is a pleasure to know that in the chaos or the calm, we can depend upon these living, breathing partners. And as the years go by, as the seasons pass, we learn to nurture each life that will last. There's a give and take for each restive hand, planting the seed, rebuilding the land. Then we remember. At the tops of the trees, share the contours of our lives as they roll with the hills where they thrive. It is a pleasure to know that in the chaos and the calm, we can depend upon these living, breathing partners.
That's a nice a nice song, pretty song. You remember the reaction of the couple? Did you share it with them before the wedding?
I actually couldn't. They live in California, and their parents live in our neighborhood, and the wedding was actually in the parents' yard, because we live very close to Lake Erie, and in fact we can walk right down to the lake in the summer anytime we want. And they have lakefront property, so that's where the wedding was. So anyway, I sent them a rough demo of it, and they emailed back and said, wow, that's – yeah, they really liked it a lot. So
it's funny that you should play that, because I was looking at a cedar tree, a really tall cedar by our house, which I don't get to see very often because it's on the side of the house. And I was looking at the very top of it, and, you know, we have a big old Pittsburgh house, and I would imagine the spot I was looking at was maybe 40 feet up. And I was amazed at the amount of give and play there was in the top of that tree, a relatively slender tree, like a cedar, and I almost like an overgrown shrub, you know.
Right. But,
and I was really surprised. In fact, for a minute, I thought maybe there was a problem with the tree, you know, that maybe and it was just great. It wasn't a particularly windy day.
Right. Either. Yeah. And that's what really inspired the song. I when I was coming home from the conference to write the chorus of the song, I was looking at I was in New York State, and looking at the tops of the trees, specifically the groups of trees. And so I was also thinking about how, you know, some grow taller and some grow shorter, and it creates these lines. And I literally pulled over and wrote down the chorus to the song because I didn't want to forget it.
Yeah.
I also didn't want to wreck the car.
Tom Hitt is who you're listening to. And we'll have time for probably three more songs in just a minute. Partly sunny today, high 60. What a nice day. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 46. And tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers with a high of 60 degrees. Right now, a little bit of cloudiness in New Concord at 54 degrees. Otherwise, sunny in Grove City at 50. Washington, Pennsylvania at 55, Indiana at 52, Clarion at 54, and it's 50 degrees at our studios here in historic Allegheny Square and the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Program note, the Saturday Light Brigade will be on vacation next week, so to speak. At least Ricky and I will be on vacation. We'll leave the show here for you, though. We'll have the best of the Saturday Light Brigade next week between 6 and noon. Not often that we take a break, but we'll give you a chance to hear lots of great live performances. In fact, we start, you know, early in the morning live at 6 o'clock. So next week, you'll be able to hear a lot of the great performances you've heard in this hour from months gone by or even years gone by. We're still curating what we're going to present for you, but that will be next week between 6 and noon. And then we will be back on December 10th, 17th, Christmas Eve morning, as well as New Year's Eve morning to finish out the new year or the old year. And then we'll be here for the new year too. And we are looking forward to spending it with you. It's now 27 minutes before noon. Tom Hitt is here. And there's time. You should see the two brothers here. They're just making faces at each other, trying to cut each other up. Jay Hitt is out there. You know, I never. Which one of you is the older brother?
What?
who's Dick and who's Tom?
Well, I couldn't even tell you.
They both pointed at each other.
I don't even know if Dickie or Tommy's the older one, but I guess. I'm the younger one, I guess. How do I say this gracefully?
You're the younger brother.
Jay is the more mature of us, of the two of us, and I think that's a safe thing to say for sure.
There you go.
By a little bit.
It's funny. If you were to meet my oldest brother, who's 6 years older than me, looks probably like he's 15 years younger than me.
Yeah. And we're in the same situation.
Yeah, but it's a. Did you two play music together at all growing up?
Yeah. For years, I actually played drums for Jay's band at the time in Pittsburgh. It was a top 40 kind of band. Mm-hmm. We were doing a lot of radio hits at the time, and that was good. That was a lot of fun. I actually did that just before I went off to college, and then when I went to college, I studied business for a little while. And it's interesting because for some reason, a lot of folks who study business go into music, and a lot of music majors who jump out go into business. I don't know how that works, but anyway, once I kind of went off to college, I stopped doing that. And so I was playing drums a little bit, I was playing drums and a little bit of guitar at that time, but not really pursuing it as any kind of career. But yeah, and Jay and I have played together guitar and singing and so forth, and I'm hoping we can put that together again soon, the Hitt Brothers thing.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, the songs he's recorded that you've sung on, Notes from Home is one of my favorites, but there's a few others, too, that have been good to listen to. Tom Hitt is here. It's TOMHITT.com. Jay's calmed down now. He's no longer trying to make us break up out there behind the glass, Brother Jay. What would you like to do next, Tom?
My wife would not be happy if I didn't pull this one off. This one is actually a song off my new record, Scribe and Jester. And it's kind of a quirky song. It just came out of my head. I don't know how, but it's about my unusual dating habits, and it's about me potentially dating the Queen of England. So
a song for your wife about your unusual dating habits.
Yeah. Well, this is her favorite song off the record.
Okay, just wanted to show you I was listening. That would get, you know, my attention if my wife wrote a song about her unusual dating habits.
I'm fairly certain that she knows that I am really not dating the Queen of England.
Here's Tom Hitt.
Perfect stranger asked me in his perfect stranger tone how the world is treating me, how my life is going. I said, I've never been to Germany and I've Never been to Rome, and I haven't seen that many things outside my little home. No. You know, walking through the neighborhoods of tiny little towns, well, there's not too many men in black tie, ladies in their gowns, but I've been seeing someone. She's charming and fun. Well, you may not believe it, I've been seeing Queen Elizabeth off and on. So my perfect friend went on to say, well, hey, that's good for you, 'cause she sounds like just the thing when things are tough to get you through. And I said, yeah, she's seen some hardships, and she's seen a little war, but she always seems to land on top. She always knows the score, yeah. I've been seeing someone so charming and fun. Well, you may not believe this, I've been seeing Queen Elizabeth off and on. And there's a moral to my story that I never can disclose, so I left that perfect stranger in the dark with what he knows. And now you know that I've been seeing someone so charming and fun. And you may not believe it, I've been seeing Queen Elizabeth off and on. To think that I'm her king. I said, oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Tom Hitt at the Saturday Light Brigade, and I poked over to his schedule, and he's going to be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Presque Isle Gallery Coffee House. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're listening in Grove City, that's just a short drive up north if you care to see him. Plus, it's not that long a drive from Pittsburgh either. He'll also be at Pie in the Sky in Erie coming up on Thursday, December 15th at 6 o'clock. And at the Root Cafe in Lakewood, Ohio, on December 17th at 7. You can find all of this information at tomhitt.com. Pie in the Sky, all of a sudden I'm wondering, is that like a pie place?
It really is, yeah. It's a bistro that, it's a restaurant. They make all homemade pies, and the food is excellent. It's made to order. It's my favorite restaurant.
Ricky tells me about a restaurant in Houston called House of Pies that someday I hope to go to somewhere. Just nothing but pie after pie after pie after pie, which would be just fine.
It sounds good to me. I'm a big pie fan.
It's 18 before noon. We have time for a couple more songs to play. You mentioned your wife earlier. Do you have any kids?
We have one boy. He's 14. His name's Owen, and since you asked, I'll mention that we're so proud of him. He just became an Eagle Scout.
Fantastic. Good so, for yeah, Owen.
He worked very hard at it.
What was his culminating project?
He actually built a series of bat houses for a local trail on the school property.
Wow. That's really great for him. Well, congratulations to Owen. Does he share your love for music at all?
Yeah, he sure does. He plays trumpet, and he fiddles around on the guitar a little and monkeys on the piano a little bit, and he has an absolutely beautiful voice. And he's involved in drama at school. And
most teens are involved in drama in one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
Most people are, for that matter, these days. Does he get into the studio at all to play around?
Of course, he was kind of interested in it when he was wee little. And then it's just kind of a bunch of noise across the hall from his room that, you know.
Yeah, I can do this on my phone, Dad. Never mind.
It's very true. It's very true. Yeah, he's always excited to show me the new app that's going to take my job away from me.
It's 17 before noon. That's a song right there.
Oh, listen. It always amuses me when I talk to other writers and they say, "Oh, I can't get unblocked. I'm so blocked." It's like, are you kidding me? Look at the world around you. There's so many great subjects, especially if you're willing to be a little bit, slightly acerbic. And,
yeah.
Look at life a little bit sideways.
What would you like to do next?
Well, actually, this is a song that I wrote about a year ago, and I don't get to do it very often because it often requires a an audience that's kind of paying attention, and I rarely have that.
So you've got one this morning.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. So anyway, this is not a very long song. It's called "Moving Down the Road," and it's my perfunctory. You have to have a wandering song. If you're going to be a folk writer, you have to have a folk wandering song. Lost are the days when my mind sets at ease. Nights in a haze, I have no answers. I feel no peace, for the wind takes my soul and my feet take to moving down the road. Once, long ago, I gave a promise I did not keep. She did not know the cost of loving could be so steep. But the wind took my soul and my feet took to moving down the road. If there should be a God above me, it can't be right. What does he see with my intentions held to the light? When the wind takes my soul and my feet take to moving down the road. When the wind takes my soul and my feet take to moving down the road.
That's a pretty, pretty song. That's sounds like something. Well, it's a, I don't like to compare folks, but I was going to say it sounds like something Tom Paxton would write. I'm sure you'll appreciate. I mean, I'm sure you won't mind that comparison.
No, not at all. And that, in fact, it was written very much in that vein.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the kinds of artists that I was thinking about when I wrote it.
Yeah, it's a nice song. Tom Hitt has been here with us throughout this hour. You can learn more about him at tomhitt.com. I noticed David Sturtevant played on your latest CD, and it's great to know that. He's been here a few times and is a really talented guy.
Yep.
And you can find his CD. What a great title, Scribe and Jester. Scribe or Jester.
Yeah, right. Scribe and Jester. And it was the title actually came from kind of turning the mirror on myself and thinking about how I kind of see myself. And the artwork that's on it was done by a good friend of mine up in Erie, Brian Toy, who's just a fantastic graphic artist. And there's four original pieces of art that he and I sat down and kind of talked about what it was going to look like. And then he brought this work to me that was just absolutely phenomenal. So I may like the – I haven't decided. I may like the cover better than the music myself.
Well, I'm sure it's the complete package. It all works out. I want to thank you for being here.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks, Larry.
We've got time for one more, especially, by the way, on the holiday weekend. I'm glad you could join us. What would you like to finish up with?
Well, this is one more song off of, again, off of Scribe and Jester, the new one. And this one is kind of popular when I play it out, and it's another traveling kind of song. It's in the vein of, you hear, it's kind of like Route 66 kind of thing, where you hear a lot of town names and that kind of thing. So I wanted to write that type of thing. So it's kind of a blues-based thing. It's called Lick My Wounds. It's about going out on tour and getting a little beat up on the road and coming home and licking my wounds. Jacksonville, and every little town I pull into, they make me feel at home until I play a little close to those pretty girls. Then the boys say they don't like my tunes, and that's the time that I know I better pack up and go and get back home and lick my wounds. Frisco Bay, and I sure dig those Santa Cruz sunsets, but a little goes a long, long way. 'Cause if I play a little close to those pretty girls, then the boys come crawling out of the dunes, and that's the time that I know I better pack up and go and get back home and lick my wounds. Get back home and lick my wounds. Ooh. Mm. Well, I sure do like to travel deep south, from El Paso back to Baton Rouge. Though I speak a little Spanish and a little bit of French, the language that I sing is the blues. Then I play a little close to those pretty girls, and the fights kick up inside the saloons. And
That's the time that I know I better pack up and go and get back home and lick my wounds. Hey, I better get back home and lick my wounds. Ooh, get back home and lick my wounds. Ooh, I better get back home and lick my wounds.
Tom Hitt, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much, Larry. Really appreciate it.